OK, well, let's return to our top story on Russia appointing a new general in Ukraine. Let's bring in Dmitry Trenin, who's in Moscow. He's a political analyst. Welcome to the programme. How do you read this shuffle for General Gerasimov? What message do you think the Kremlin is trying to convey here?
Well, I think that the message the Kremlin is... It's not so much the message that the Kremlin is trying to convey. I don't think it's about public relations. I think this is about the streamlining of the chain of command with regard to the Ukraine operation. And the appointment of the chief of the general staff, General Gerasimov, to be the person in charge of the operation means that the importance of the operation has grown, and that the scope of the operation may expand beyond what we see today. That, I think, is very significant. That's how I read it.
Right, and that's the scope of the operation. But in terms of the scope of his overall power, what sort of power does he wield in the battlefield there in Ukraine?
What sort of power does Russia wield, or... Are you talking about General Gerasimov?
General Gerasimov, particularly.
Right. You know, the General Suravikin, who until now, from September until now, was the person in charge of the operation, was in control of the Russian forces in the in what used to be Ukraine, which is now formerly part of the Russian Federation, so the southern and eastern areas of Ukraine, at least as they were until the until they were taken over by the Russian forces. The chief of the general staff, however, is someone who is in charge of the entire Russian armed forces, including those that are not in Ukraine. There have been some intensification of Russian, Belarusian military contacts recently. So General Gerasimov, rather than General Suravikin, is someone in charge of the Russian forces that are currently deployed in Belarus. There are also other things that are linked to the war in Ukraine, which for Moscow is not just a bilateral conflict between Moscow and Kiev, but rather a war, at this point still a proxy war, between Russia and the United States-led West. So all Russian forces, wherever they are, could become more closely linked to the operation in Ukraine.
Now, you mentioned there, of course, Sergei Suravikin, the man who previously held this role. Does his, and he, of course, was known worldwide as General Armageddon because of his tactics in Syria. Is his replacement an indication that the Kremlin was dissatisfied with his work in Ukraine?
Well, I don't think so. Suravikin remains, I would say, the principal deputy to General Gerasimov for this operation. But General Suravikin is an Air Force officer. His his permanent position is head of the airspace forces of the Russian Federation. I think he will continue doing what he has been doing. But as I said, the scope of the operation is growing, just as the escalation of the war continues. We started the war on the Ukrainian side with the West providing Ukrainian forces with Javelin anti-tank missiles. Right now, the talk is about providing Ukraine with armor, with heavy tanks from NATO countries. At some point, it may escalate even beyond that to the air defense system the Patriots have been promised to Ukraine. And also, at some point, there may be combat aircraft. So the war is getting bigger, more dangerous, and I think this is above the level of the field commander. This is now in the hands of the overall commander of the Russian armed forces. This is at least my reading of the appointment.
Dmitry Trenin, really great to hear your thoughts on this incredibly critical new appointment by the Kremlin. Thank you.